out, there's a shikul hakdama to kufayin vav and kufayin zayin, which already started. The shikul sikum a little bit, but so the kufayin ches and kufayin tes is the, you know, the hesach das and hefsik, but the kufayin vav and kufayin zayin deal with the issue of what types of things are nichol and teichas sura, A, in regards to bracha rishana, and B, in regards to bracha achrayna. So that, you know, our musig, we're accustomed to the concept that benching, you bench the end of the meal, that covers everything. That's not necessarily so. And in regards to bracha rishana also, we're familiar with the concept of certain things that a person eats teichas sura, that those items that he eats teichas sura would still need a bracha rishana. The earlier in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet, Mishra also discusses this issue. A person with things which are in Teichas Suda, are they considered part of the Suda? And there's actually the question whether there's a Gabi Shtia. So we know that a person makes a bracha on Yayin, a person drinks Yayin Teichas Suda, he has to make a bracha. He brings a Yeshurim, there's a Shita which holds over there that even a person drinks any drink Teichas Suda, person has to make a bracha rishona on the drink. Ramos says the minig is kaswara rishona, is not like that shita, which holds that since whenever a person eats, they also have a need to drink. So even though really it's not pas, it's not part of a pas, but it's a different purpose. But since when a person eats, they need to drink also. That's nichol nasuda also. So that's our first indication. There's some we need to define that this is considered some part of the suda. Some has some sarcha suda. So the basic concept, which the basic rule is a concept of bol alafis as a pas. Any food which comes to be considered for bracha rishon, any food which comes to be considered, its function is to accompany the bread. The chazal is when a person washes and he have a suda. So the main part of the suda is the bread, which was much more common bisman chazal than is nowadays. Our bread has become much more minimal. With people, the main thing was bread, and other things were came along. The lafis as a pas to accompany the pas to accompany the bread. So those things are clearly nichol. They're considered a tofel. Even if you don't eat it together with the bread, they're considered tuple to the bread, and since they're considered tuple to the bread, so they're nichlal in the bracha rishon of hamotzi. They do not eat their own bracha. So that's your main course of your meats, your fish, those type of items. Peiros, a person in general does not eat peiros lalafis as a pas to be an accompaniment to pas. That being said, that therefore they would need a bracha rishon of when a person eats peiros to chasuda. Your ruckus, interesting question. We'll talk about. I don't want to do all of it today. Just your ruckus. I mean, they're not eaten like peiros as an independent item. You'll eat it as part of a meal. On the other hand, we can picture a person eating meat together with his bread. A person eating a potato together with his bread. It seems a little strange to us. You know, maybe she bracha. I don't know, but the rest of the world.
Lettuce together with bread.
What?
Lettuce people eat together.
I understand, but I didn't say lettuce, I said potatoes. What? Okay. So what's the status of your ruckus? So we'll talk about your ruckus and those type of things separate. But so, on the other hand, if a person actually eats it with bread, he eats it as a tofel. So how much do you have to eat it with bread to create that status? So that's, the Shabur goes through three madregas, and we'll talk about the three madregas. Certain things have to be eaten every single bite with bread. Certain things you have to have the first bite with bread and the last bite with bread. So you have to have the first bite, or you don't eat anything at all with bread. I want to touch on one more thing, which Mishavur touches about. There's a talk about that. That's the introduction in the Sikkum. Mishavur in Kufayin Vav raises the question of eating foods before the meal. So if a person eats foods before the meal, does he need a bracha achrona on those foods? The only case that a person eats something teichas suda that he needs a bracha achrona on that food is a case a person is telling mesalak atzmai from eating bread. It's a case in Kufayin Zayin, which Partially, we don't have him b'zman hazeh. The Bir Halacha raises the question: maybe by Sura Gedolah, sometimes they're mesalik themselves. Maybe the modern example that would be by a Simchas Chasam Kala, by a Chasna. The meal is finished, and the invitees who came for the meal, they finished their meal, and then there's we have the people who just come for Simchas Chasam Kala or a Viennese table where the total mesalik. Maybe there'd be an example of b'zman hazeh, which would need a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it down. That's a discussion amongst the poskim. Rishon Mazalman Zatzal held that even his table, a person wants to eat bread, so any person eats. It's not they. Bisman Chazal, they would dafka would take away the bread, the dafka would take away the table. They mamish like they were not the dafka taking the table. Just it's a convenience issue more than that. That was the seder achila. He held even that is not considered a true seelik, which would require its own bracha achrona. But if a person eats before the meal. Does the batching include it or not? What shaykh is that which eats before the meal? Why should the batching, or a person does later on, which is part of the meal, what is this achila which he has before the meal? How would that pater, why should batching include that? So Mishnah Berurah raises between what he says in Kufay and Dalid, when he says over here in Kufay and Vav, and a little bit of Kufay and Zayim, but basically Kufay is he raises four or five reasons why that should be true, that the batching should work for something which is eaten before the meal. So the idea is benching covers that which has shaychus to the meal. There's no shaychus to the meal. Why should benching cover it? So if I could tell you there's some connection between what you eat before the meal and what you eat during the meal, so that I could say the benching covers it. So the person eats an apple during the meal, so you know that it needs a bracha b'shana, but the bracha b'shana does not need because it's included in benching. So the person has to say bracha b'shana on that apple. Let's say a person decides to have an apple before the meal, and he says a bray priyates. And he has nothing during the meal which needs a bray priyates, so that apple is no shaychus to the meal. He says a bracha rishon on that. He says a bracha achron on that. He washed and he forgot to say the bray nefoshes. He says the bray nefoshes. He benched. He still says the bray nefoshes. Right. So that the benching is no shaychus to his bray nefoshes. He's a chiv mechum say bray nefoshes on his apple. Let's say he has an apple before the meal, an apple during the meal, and he says the bracha bray priyates before the meal to cover the one he's going to eat during the meal also. Well, since the one he's going to eat during the meal. Benching will work for it because it's part of the meal. And that one which he eats during the meal needs a bracha rishona of bray priyates. And he said the bray priyates before the meal is a way to cover that one also. So it comes that the achila before the meal is shaykh to the achila during the meal. And the achila during the meal is shaykh to benching. So maybe the benching covers the achila before the meal also. That's the first example which he gives. Let's say a person eats something which needs a bracha rishona, eats it either before the meal or actually during the meal. And the reason why you eat it is because it helps increase your appetite. It's an appetizer. So the Kufay and Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the Gabi Yayin, a person has some wine before the meal, a person has a little bit of whiskey or mashka before the meal. He says, well, then if he has certain types of lemons, grapefruits, these type of foods, which increase a person's appetite. So that's, therefore it's considered a tzarech hasuda. So even though the person eats it before the meal, before he washes, even in that situation, the benching would cover it because it's shaykh to the meal. He raises the third argument is if in a case where a person is drinks wine before the meal and wine during the meal, so the wine has the milo that it's garter. Wine has the milo, you need a bracha rishona, so the wine before the meal covers the wine during the meal. So what about other mashkas? So there he raises a possibility of a svora. We should look at the drinking before the meal, and the drinking taichasuda is one. I'm drinking. I need to drink something. I'm thirsty. I need to drink something. I should look at it as one maisa of shtia, one long maisa of shtia. That has some details which I want to do that sif inside because that has elements over there which might be an issue to understand. The Mishnah Berurah here in Kufay and Vav, so that would be three reasons why the benching would cover it. Mishnah Berurah here in Kufay and Vav raises another argument, another case where there's an argument, which is mezonos. A person eats mezonos before the meal. He has a bowl of oatmeal. So the law, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, the Sharetzion comes out, that the person should say it alamichya before he washes. That situation. So he eats that. It says he's going to wash, the benching will not cover that, and he should say an alamichya. Bidi Evan, in the case where he benched, he had das, when he benched to cover the oatmeal, it'll work. Let's say a person has cookies before the meal. So, what's the difference? It should be the same thing. You should say an alamichya beforehand. So he raises the following question. Since we said before, when we learned the halachas of pasul b'kistin, there are three definitions of pasul b'kistin. And according to each definition of pasul b'kistin, each sheet of the Mishnah Berurah raised the question, if I understand the pasul b'kistin according to the way the Orach understands it, do I hold that the other two definitions of pasul b'kistin are really pasul gomer? It's bread. This is pasul b'kistin, and this is bread. This is pasul b'kistin, and that's bread. So if it's bread, the correct bracha according is benching. So we're making, we sell the mechia. But in a situation where I'm eating and eat cookies before the meal, I'm going to bench anyway. Why should I say the mechia and benching when maybe benching is the right bracha achrona for it? So that's not the right thing to do, to go say a bracha achrona of the mechia when I'm going to bench afterwards, and possibly benching is the correct bracha achrona for cookies, because cookies really are pas, not possible because that's what the Bir Halacha raises this question over here, and he says that would be correct. Now, this is relevant only situation where a person, this is very relevant, a person has Kiddush, Shabbos morning, and then they're going to bench afterwards. So if a person's doing that at one Masiba, they're sitting, they which the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, Hilchos Kiddush, is that proper to do or not? So the person in the Masiba, if he has a time, he wants to do that, he can do that. He doesn't think it's a great idea. A person says Kiddush, eats a mezonos, they sit and schmooze a little bit, then they wash, and so over there, you do not say Rochel Chorna on the mezonos. If a person, situation like over here, where we say Kiddush, and there's a clear hafzik between, there's a half an hour hafzik, whatever, there's a clear hafzik between the Kiddush and the meal, so then the situation, a person needs to say a bracha, same way a person has two meals. So I'm going to bench, 3 hours from now, so I don't have to say, I'm eating now, and I'm finished now, and I'm benching now, and later on I'll bench then. Right. So I saw one person wants to raise a question. She was told in Shir Ichel. Right? The Mons is not Shir Ichel. I can use that benching for now. It's not Mistabra to me. I think a situation where it's clearly a person goes to a Kiddush. They have a family simcha. So there's a Kiddush for the whole tzibur. And they say a bracha achrona. Then they clean up and they set the tables again and they set the meal. By the time that happens, there's a clear hafzik in between. So that situation, the proper thing to do is to say an Ala Michya, that situation, for that the mezonos that the person had. So that's the final question, which the Bir Halacha talks about in Kufayin Dalet, is a bracha achrona on yayin, an ala gefen on yayin for Kiddush. He says, if a person drinks wine before the meal, and they drink wine during the meal, so that's the case. He said, you make a bracha before the meal, which covers during the meal also. The benching covers it. So that's no problem. A person doesn't have any wine during the meal, so does the benching, which the person does at the end of the meal, cover the wine we drank before the meal? Mm-hmm. So he raises that as a question. It's the question during the week, it's for sure a question. But maybe Kiddush should be different because the Kiddush is Tzarech HaSuda. So he says that the person in that situation should have Kavanah Behedya, because of the Suffolk, whether it works, he should have Kavanah Behedya B'Shas benching to cover the wine that you're drinking, that you drink. Or alternatively, he says, you bench on a kais, and you say an alagefen for the bench on the yayin after you bench on the kais, that alagefen covers the wine of Kiddush. That alagefen covers. Now, why isn't the problem Shir Ichel? Because we look at this as all part of the Suda. This is considered as all part of the Suda. So it's there's not a Shir Ichel Lagavi that issue, because it's a long hamshuch. So again, it's a situation where a person drinks wine before the meal. It's not drinking any wine or wine during the meal. So you could argue wine is a garer and possibly that's true. I saw that they quote from Rabbi Yash, who raised the question that grape juice doesn't have that nature of being garer typus achila, so maybe it should be different. You could argue that, but the Bir Halacha doesn't mention that. It doesn't seem to go with that approach of garer. And he says that a person should have kavanah behedya when you bench to cover it.
Every situation?
What do you mean, every situation? How many situations are there?
No, regular
Friday night, Shabbos morning. When you bench, a person should have in mind to cover the wine that you drank beforehand also. Or if you bench on the kais, so the alagefen that you say will cover the alagefen you say at the end will cover the wine. If you always want the bacham, notice that when I have the bacham over for the suda, I have bacham benches on the kais. Don't have me in mind for alagefen, and I drink this little bit. So you don't need alagefen. You didn't drink a shear. I'm having a mein al gefen for my kiddush wine, not for the wine I drank now for benching. I get to a little. I don't need it. I just need it to mash it now because you mein al gefen, drinking from the kashrut bracha. It's a separate issue, right? But I want him to have me in mind for my yayin of kiddush. The truth is, to get any bacher who had a decent amount of wine, right? It needs to be yotz with al gefen. I can guarantee you, Muslims do not have in mind b'shas benching to cover it. I don't. This halacha is not a well-known halacha. It's a beer halacha in Siman Kufay and Dalad. And it could be yotz anyway, but at least he says, but the best thing to do is to have in mind b'shas al gefen to cover beforehand.
Okay.